Wayne Bauer has operated Bauer's 7th and 70 Liquor at the corner of Interstate 70 and 7th Street in Terre Haute for more than 40 years. His store is closed on Sundays. He says staff is entitled to a day off, and consumers should understand that.
There's nothing wrong with the people. They've been accustomed to buying it for 6 days. I think they can continue to be accustomed to that, and they're smart enough. And I don't think from statistics out there that your percent is going to increase enough to make it worthwhile.
On the other side of the debate, big box stores like a Walmart or a grocery store want to open that liquor aisle and draw in more business. Grant Monahan is president of the Indiana Retail Council. He says the state has a tough retail environment, and liquor store owners hide behind the law to protect the status quo. A study by his group estimates Indiana loses about $10 million a year in lost sales and excise tax revenues from those who buy their liquor from neighboring states.
What we can't document, but what we also highly suspect, is when those folks who live in Indiana near the state line and cross over into a neighboring state to buy alcoholic beverages on Sunday, they're taking their entire shopping list with them. So it isn't just the case of beer they're picking up in Illinois and driving back to Indiana. They're taking their whole shopping list.
A few years ago, Monahan's group began lobbying for a change. They hope for a breakthrough with Representative Tom Dermody's appointment as head of the Indiana House Public Policy Committee. The Republican from LaPorte replaced another Republican, Bill Davis, who left the legislature for a state job. He repeatedly refused to bring the liquor bill up for a vote, citing public safety concerns. Dermody says a 2014 measure to reverse the ban on Sunday liquor sales was filed late in the session, and he couldn't serve the issue justice by trying to advance it at the last minute. He now wants some time to research the issue, and that means more than talking to small-town liquor stores.
You have to look at more than the individual that just wants Sunday sales to have it. You have to look at the broader scope and look at the bigger picture, and that's what this summer is going to allow me to do, and I'm excited about that.
The ban on Sunday packaged liquor sales is an example of the term blue laws. They restricted shopping on Sunday for religious reasons or simply as a day of rest.
None of the research that I've done suggests that this was really a temperance movement.
Georgia Tech economics professor David LeBand, who authored a book in the 1980s on blue laws, says Indiana's longstanding restrictions on liquor sales are not about religion.
Alcohol is one of those businesses that very typically has been handled by a small proprietor. And they're no different than any of the other small operators. They don't want to be open 7 days a week. They'd like to have one day a week where they could get a little bit of time off.
Just as so-called blue laws restrict Sunday car sales in Illinois, Wayne Bauer of 7th and 70 Liquors recalls a time when lots of things weren't for sale on Sunday and says consumers should still be able to plan ahead.
Usually you have to go to grandma's and grandpa's on Sunday, and nothing was open but a grocery store and a gas station. So you couldn't buy lumber on Sunday. You couldn't buy anything else. It's just customers think they have to go to McDonald's at 2 a.m. in the morning to buy something because they want it when they want it.
Bans on Sunday packaged liquor sales are in place in 11 other states, including Minnesota, which also limits those sales to bars and restaurants. In Texas, liquor stores are closed on Sunday, but alcoholic beverages can be purchased at other locations after noon. And in some of those states, grocery stores will only sell what's known as low-alcohol beer, or 3.2% beer. Representative Tom Dermody says he wants to take some time evaluating those laws in other states as he prepares for Indiana's next legislative session. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.